ever said to Cousin Jack, sitting on the porch, I won't retire, but I might retread. Seemed like that guy singing this song, been doing it for a long time. Is there anything he knows that he ain't said? Can all these people afford so many things? When I was young, people wore what they had on. And Mama said, a little love and affection in everything you do make the world. Mostly came up with nothing, and the truth was never learned. So the human race just kept rolling on. Rolling through the fighting, rolling through the religious wars, rolling down the temple walls, in the churches and exposed. Use your glasses, you'll see much better now. Send that young girl of Edith and Earl. Grandpa just kept staring, he was lost in some distant thought. Then he turned and he said to that young girl, little love and affection in everything you do will make the world a better place with all without you. With all without you, a better place. With all without you, with all without you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good to be back here. We've got some tunes for you tonight about a place called Greendale. And a family living there, the Green family. Earl Green and Edith Green. And their young daughter, Sun Green. Earl Green is a Vietnam vet. When he got back to the States in the late 60s, he was pretty shell-shocked, and he stayed in his house for a couple of weeks before he got up his nerve to go outside. But when he did, he went out to a bar where he used to go dancing with his friends. And that's where he met Edith. And they fell in love that night, and they got married later that year. And a little while later, they had two beautiful daughters, Sun and Luna, twins. Luna didn't make it, but Sun did, and she's the pride of the Green family. She's not here right now because she's doing her homework. She's working on a book report, people. I wish you could see her. Yeah, book's called How to Use the Media. It's written by a lawyer from California. She's also working on something that's real special to her. It's a subject that she's very into herself. It's called a little thing called Alaska, Saving the Wilderness by Sun Green.
Living on the double E, in the sunshine of her life. There's a really young filly, and mom and daddy won't let her leave. Mom and papa won't let her go. But when they go out dancing,
nearly made history. The locals rose up, and some of them were mad as hell, 'cause it used to be the double L. It's a one-roomer. Satan's been living in it since it was built. The prisoners all talk about this funny guy with a red suit. It's congratulating him all the time. But then they wake up and he's not there. Tourists see him and reflected in store windows. They turn around and he's not there. Jed Green sees him in his mirror when he's driving his car. He looks in the back seat and there's nobody there. But this song's not about that. This song's about Captain John Green, the brother of Grandpa. You know Grandpa. Well, John's his brother, and there's bad blood between them. Seems a long time ago they were both married to the same girl in the same year. That was a long time ago, but Captain Green doesn't forget that. Now this morning he's talking to his crew, a couple of teenagers, about going into Greendale, picking up some supplies and coming right back. He's telling them, don't go in and stay, go in and get and come back. But being teenagers, and it being Friday night, they're thinking of going somewhere else later on.
Thank you.
Town, there's a little sign that says leaving Greendale. It's got the population on it. It keeps changing all the time and I can't remember what it is anymore. The thing about the sign was it was a group effort. Everybody in town worked on it through the Chamber of Commerce and all the political people. There are not very many. There's only 22,000 people in the town, but it was a big deal and they put the sign together. They decided it'd be green. 9 feet wide, says leaving Greendale, population, and it's a great sign. Hope you appreciate it. Thank you. Unfortunately, you can't see the sign today because a giant media conglomerate has put up a billboard right in front of it. Some people are opposed to the sign. Other people think it's a good sign, they just don't like what it says. Some people think it's a great sign and it says just the right thing for the times. And Greendale is split right down the middle on the sign. But there's one guy in town who's very happy. He has a real good reason for the sign being there. It's Officer Carmichael. And he parks his cruiser under the sign. And he catches speeders leaving Greendale because everybody's in a hurry to get out of town.
Second try.
fuss. Just go on about your work now and leave the driving to us. And we'll be watching you and everything you do. And you can do your part by watching others too. Officer Carmichael was very popular in town. And when he was killed by the side of the road by an old schoolmate of his, it shocked the whole community, like I said. So, you know, Carmichael was the kind of cop I used to, on his rounds, stop by the school at recess and at noon and after school and when the kids were going to school, just keeping his eye out to make sure that there was nobody out there doing anything weird. Because some towns near Greendale had problems, and Carmichael was sure it would never happen in his town. So he was well loved by everybody and respected. His widow was devastated by his death, and she had her friends over to the house to help her manage things. And first thing she did was took down all the pictures of Carmichael in his policeman's uniform with his brothers in their uniforms and with their guns. She didn't want to see any more guns. She took down the duck hunting pictures too. Yeah. Now, she had some friends over and they went through the closets and they took out his uniforms. They took out anything that reminded her of him being a cop. And just all it was old pictures from him from high school, things like that, before he became a policeman, and they were all that was left. And when they were going through the house, they found out that Carmichael had some secrets of his own. silk scarf and a napkin hidden in a drawer. $200 in an envelope labeled the norm. Maybe she shouldn't see this. She should never know. Set the widow's best friend. Just take it and go. I'll give her the money later. Say it was in a shoe. That way she'll never find out. That'll do.
Thank you.
so funny to us. We left our luggage back in the room and almost missed the bus. That was a great vacation, maybe the best of all. Thank you, folks. We appreciate it. Thank you. We love playing here in Pennsylvania. Everywhere we go, it's rocking. I told you before about Earl Green, how he was a Vietnam vet. When he came back here, he had a lot of trouble adjusting. Things were awful fast and happy looking. Bright. Just didn't add up to him anymore. So he stayed in his house for a long time. And after he met Edith and they had son, he started painting. He started becoming an artist. And he found peace in that. The voices in his head stopped. The images in his mind stopped going. As long as he was painting. He painted these psychedelic looking pictures, very detailed, with a lot of swirling in the room. It was great. His son thought he was like Picasso, actually. Most daughters do love what their dads do, but son was very impressed with Earl's paintings. And she'd come by at the end of the day every day, either from school or from doing her chores on the weekend. And she'd stop by Earl's studio, which he had made in the barn by hanging some plywood from the ceiling with chains, painting it white, hanging his pictures on the plywood. It was a good-looking gallery in there. And he had an easel, and he spent hours at that easel painting. She was going in there, she was going to hear something, because the paintings talked to her. She'd stand in front of a different painting every day and listen. And sure enough, after a while, she'd hear footsteps running through mud, people whispering, somebody hollering, "Get down," and then a crash, and then a lot of gunfire, and then trees breaking, and helicopters, and people screaming. And then it would go away, and then it would come back with some ocean sounds, and two lovers talking quietly, and talking about how nice it was to be home. And then the gunshots would come back, and she just looked at the pictures, and then she just didn't know what to make about it. She thought her dad was a genius. But Earl could never sell any of his paintings. And that was the sad part of it. So he could never, I'd buy one too if I could find one. But yeah, so he felt like a failure because he couldn't support his family. He was living off grandpa's money, which he had plenty of, luckily, from the Western Pacific Railroad. And anyway, this song here is for Earl Green. Things you say. Who are you kidding? They'll never hear it anyway. Gotta get past the negative thing. Lawyers in business, you get what you bring. No one's sorry, you did it yourself. Time to relax now and give it hell. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. You didn't bet on the Dodgers to beat the Giants when David came on. You didn't count on that. Jesus, half the money's gone. The month is still young. Where are you gonna go now? Gotta find somebody to trust. Trust somebody. Can't go to your friend. Can't go to your brother. That money's all gone. Through. Nobody can touch you now. I can touch you now. You're invisible. You got too many secrets. Bob Dylan said that. Something like that. Everything you're looking for. Someday you'll find everything you're looking for. One morning, Grandma and Grandpa were eating breakfast in their little house in Greendale. They just had a little house because kids were all gone. Had one bedroom, had a living room and a kitchen, bathroom, big garage for the Eldorado. Nice American flag outside, breeze blowing from the ocean all the time. The house was great. We're sitting there, and Grandpa was having his biscuits. Kind Grandma made for him every day. Kind of baked in, in a bacon grease there. Put some butter on there, a little bit of honey. Flip that thing over, put a little more butter on it. One more little bit of honey, and then right on to Grandpa's plate. That's the way he liked it, just like Elvis used to have them. I was biting into his biscuit, and suddenly the whole house started shaking, and Grandma's china started rattling on the walls. And the house was starting to move, and it was very loud. It seemed like an earthquake or something like that, but he looked out the window, and over the neighbor's back lawn, there was a helicopter hovering about 15 feet off the ground with a guy with a camera sitting in the window shooting Grandma and Grandpa. And he looked out front and he saw a bunch of vehicles out there and satellite dishes and people with microphones and vans and people in suits with numbers on them. And it was the media. They come to interview Grandpa and they were going to do a special on the Green family so they could find out what it was like to live with a cop killer. They thought everybody had a right to know. A little human interest story. Grandma and Grandpa weren't into that, especially Grandpa. And he took off out the back, took Grandma with him, and they got in the garage there, jumped in the Eldorado, and took off towards the Double E. Grandma was driving. She drives really fast. And they were way out of town, heading through a field, and Grandpa was starting to loosen up a little bit and said, "Well, this ain't too bad. I'm going to see Son in a few minutes. I can catch up on what she's doing." So he was very proud of Son. Sun was going to carry on the Green tradition, if not the Green name, someday. She was the last of the Greens. So Grandpa was looking forward to seeing her. When they got to the Double E, he was disappointed to find that Son had left to go into town and visit Jed in jail. So Grandma left him there and said, I'm going to go see Great-Grandma now. She lives in town. Go back into town and see her. She's 105. She drinks rye whiskey and smokes cigarettes nonstop. She has a little garden out back. She's always had this garden. And she eats out of her garden, and that's all she eats. She got some chickens, got a few animals, that's it. One morning, Grandma and Grandpa were having breakfast in their little house in Greendale. It was just a little house now. No need for a big house anymore, because they're all gone. It's got a little living room and a bedroom, a kitchen, garage for the Eldorado. Nice little house, American flag outside blowing in the sea breeze. Grandpa was having his biscuits, the kind Grandma made for him every day. They were kind of fried in bacon grease, a little bit of butter on top, and then some honey. And turn them over so they got a little bit burned on both sides. I put some more butter and honey on them, and they were ready for Grandpa. Grandpa loved them like that. Grandma loved giving them to him every morning. Grandpa said that's the way Elvis used to have them. While he was biting into his biscuits, suddenly the whole house started shaking, and Grandma's china started rattling on the wall. First they thought it was an earthquake. It's just a little house, and it was kind of shaking on its foundation. And Grandpa looked out the window and saw a bunch of laundry flying around. And the neighbor's yard was a complete mess. There was a helicopter hovering over there with a clothesline. And this guy was hanging out of it with a camera, and he was shooting pictures of Grandma and Grandpa having breakfast. And then he looked out front and he saw the satellite dishes out there. Saw the vans and people with their numbers on their jackets and people with clipboards and microphones. And the media had come and visit Grandpa, interview. They were going to do a special on the Green family. And they wanted to know what it was like to be in a family that had a cop killer in it. They figured that the people had a right to know. But Grandpa didn't think so. So he and Grandma took off, and they went out the back door, grabbed the infrared controller, got in the garage. Grandma was driving. She took off through Greendale pretty fast, and then they got outside of town, one of those little two-lane roads, with two little pathways with grass growing up between them, and they took off across the fields towards the Double E, that old Eldorado, with dust flying out behind it like a rooster tail or something on a speedboat. Grandpa started mellowing out a little bit. He was a little uptight about the visit to the house. He was very uptight about it. But he mellowed out, sitting there in a passenger seat. His grandma was going about 60 down this road. And he started thinking, well, at least I get to see Son today. I can see her, see how she's doing, see how school is, see what she's got planned. His grandpa loved Son very much, and she was going to continue the Green tradition, if not the Green name. And when they got to the Double E, Grandpa was disappointed to find that Son wasn't there. She'd gone into town to visit Jed in jail. So Grandma left Grandpa there with Edith, and Grandpa sat down in the living room and started reading the paper. Grandma went into town. She went and visited Great-Grandma. She's about 105, drinks rye whiskey, smokes cigarettes. She's still pretty healthy. She's only about 4'11". She's got a nice garden. She's always had her garden.
Everybody remembers she's always had the garden, and that's all she eats. You wouldn't eat anything out of the store or anything. So, that's where we're leaving now. We'll be right back.
dinner for Grandpa. It was crawling with vitamins, tender as a mother's love, tender as a mother's love, tender as a mother's love. When she saw the TV man, side door was open, there were three TVs. Grandpa's face was on everyone. He was talking to a woman with a microphone. She was sexy, and her hair was all done. Sun green came down. Beautiful girl. recorded her speech. Was loud and clear. She said,
"Arthur is working with the White House to paralyze our state with fear."
It was a golden moment in the history of TV news. No one could explain it. It just got great reviews.
The shape I'm in. I'm leaving tonight for
charges became confused. She still liked to meet Julia Butterfly and see what remedy brings. Be a goddess in the planet wars, trying to save the living thing. That might not be easy, living on the run. Mother Earth has many enemies, there's much work to be done.
Thank you.
Look out, mama, there's a plane come coming up the river.
Thank you. Thank you. Smile.